AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where there is a bombshell announcement about a high-profile resignation. Just yesterday, we all watched as House Speaker John Boehner wiped away tears while listening to Pope Francis as he addressed Congress.
I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you Pope Francis of the Holy See.
This morning, we're learning that House Speaker John Boehner has informed Republicans that he will step down at the end of October, giving up his coveted leadership post and his seat in Congress in the face of hardline conservative opposition. This is shocking lawmakers. One congressman, Republican John Micah of Florida, says Boehner just does not want to become the issue. Some people, he says, have tried to make him the issue both inside Congress and outside. Now to Pope Francis, who is speaking at the UN this morning. Our Julie Walker is there live.
Rita, the Pope is speaking to world leaders this hour, but earlier this morning he addressed about 400 UN staffers. Those are the ones behind the scenes. He praised the contributions of everyone from officials to cooks, field workers to maintenance workers.
Your quiet and devoted walk not only contributes to the betterment of the United Nations, it also has great significance for you personally.
He also encouraged staffers to embody the UN's ideals of a united human family working for peace and in peace. Rita?
China's president is at the White House. He and President Obama will be talking about several issues, including cyber spying and human rights during this state visit. This is AP Radio News. A New York University college student who has admitted entering North Korea illegally spoke to reporters this morning in Pyongyang. 21-year-old Ju-Won Moon is a citizen of South Korea but a resident of the U.S. He's been held by the North Koreans since April.
I'd like to tell my family and loved ones that I am well and I am very healthy and I hope to be home soon.
We don't know if North Korea plans to prosecute him or release him to go home. The North Korean authorities arranged a press conference for him in Pyongyang. A man who worked for the TV shopping network QVC is charged with bilking the company out of almost $2 million. Douglas Ray was a lighting manager. He's alleged to have submitted bogus invoices. The bombshell announcement from Washington, repeating to you, John Boehner, the House Speaker, has informed Republicans he will step down at the end of October. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.